It's the Box of Shame. Yep. It's Joe McKenzie. I thought you guys like were feeling in a loving mood today. Why do we even have to do this? Let's just move on and do something fun. Let's do like a different topic.
I'm always in a loving
this
mood.
This is fun. Yes. Joe, what are you talking about?
No, it's not. Here's the thing. Pork Chop is so vengeful and he's sick and he's like...
What if the dares might be for him to spit in your mouth because he's super sick?
I don't care what him and Cody do. I'm not into that. So
dude,
leave me alone.
I hope you don't get hold your breath for 3 hours.
Why do all of your punishments result in death?
I hope you don't get take a taser to the chest.
Ooh.
I would do that one. I would do that one, but I want to shave the spot where
there's
you're going to do it.
There's another chest one. It's like, let's make a spark and we just light it, like singe your hair in your chest with a match.
It's possible. It could catch on fire. All right.
Okay.
So did you touch these ice, by the way?
I cleaned them.
Okay, I want to make sure, because Pork Chop has the bubonic plague.
Yeah, he's been sick for days.
Or the coronavirus, who knows, or influenza.
We don't know.
He's got something that's not good.
Are you going to roll first or draw your dare first?
Well, I got the dice.
Okay.
Should I draw first? I forget how this works. I always ask every week.
I think you should roll first.
Yeah. Okay, because that way I can see if I get to give it to somebody or not.
Okay.
Come on,
dude,
doubles.
Remember, I'm sick, so if you give something to me, like, everyone's going to hate you.
Well, listen, people already hate me. If you're on Instagram Live right now, I don't know why you hate me. I can't help it. I got good rolls.
It's just because you never lose.
True. Okay. But then again, Liv did... See, I actually, as much as I want to give it to Mackenzie, she hasn't really done much to me that's been as bad as you two. You gave me a mousetrap on the foot. Liv the web girl gave me the punishment which led to the mousetrap. I don't like either one of you. Here
so
we go.
So if he rolls doubles at this point, he can pass his punishment on.
A one.
Wow.
All right.
Got new snake eyes.
Three.
Womp.
Dang it.
Box of shame.
Box of shame. Box of shame. Box of shame.
What you got?
Get something good.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, I can't even read this. Corona...
Yes, I know which one it is. Yes, I know what it is.
What is it? It's Corona.
Coronavirus
something.
Vaccination. Liv, go get the Coronas outside.
What?
Bring
Did
them in.
Did you see the beers outside?
No, you.
Yes.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. You have to take your shirt off.
So basically, Joe, since you're flying to Costa Rica next week, we wanted to make sure that you were safe and vaccinated from the coronavirus.
They haven't had coronavirus, as far as I've heard. It's been like in the U.S. and China, but it has not been in Costa Rica.
Right, but you're gonna be on an airplane, so we need to make sure that you're safe. So basically, what we're gonna do is we're gonna vaccinate you. And
how are you gonna vaccinate me? You're not even licensed.
Pork Chop has been scientifically working on a vaccination. Having to do with Corona the beer. Actually, what, you could leave your outfit on.
No, you got to go outside. Well, yeah, you could leave your clothes
outside
on if you want.
Yep, in Indy right now, it's 25. That's just the actual temperature, not the feels like.
We're going outside. We've
I'm
going to
cut
Coronas.
Glass of these things.
We got Corona, some beer.
We're going to shake them up and then squeeze limes.
Corona shower.
Like over
I don't have. I don't even think I have a change of clothes. What am I going to do? I'm not going to. You want me to be soaked in beer?
I don't know. You lost the box of shame, man.
We're doing you a favor.
833-563-2539. Do you guys think this is too extreme of a punishment? Like, maybe I should get a reprieve today?
Nope.
833-563-2539. Just can somebody call in real quick?
You
please.
You gave my cell phone number literally out over the air.
But you
agreed. Change it.
But you agreed to it.
No,
and the fact that you haven't
this.
Given me your number yet bothers me.
We're shaking the Coronas and showering
wait.
You.
Yes.
I don't like any of this. All right, hang on. We're going to see. We might change it. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. No, 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 no.
Yes, yes, yes. It's happening.
Can you say that again?
That's so weird.
Good morning. Hey, is this Josh?
Yes, I'm here.
Josh, I just made a plea, and I'm hoping people will continue calling in at 833-563-2539. They want me to do the what chops? What is this called?
The coronavirus vaccination.
I didn't even get my flu shot. Why do I have to get this? Because I'm traveling on vacation soon, and they're going to pour Corona beer all over me.
Not pour.
We're not going to pour it. We're going to shake it up and spray it, baby. And we have lemon. Or no, we have limes that are being sliced up professionally by Pork Chop right now.
Okay. You think I should get a reprieve today, right? Like maybe another punishment?
No, you literally made Liv go stick her tongue to a pole outside.
Thank you.
Okay, and then she went and told her bosses, and I got in trouble for that.
No, I did not tell. They saw it on Instagram.
Do you think you need to sign a waiver for this?
I don't know if I do or not. Hey, good morning, Joe and Mackenzie. Who is this?
Sam.
Sam, okay. Buddy, what's up, my man? You think, obviously, I should get a reprieve.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Wait, Sam.
See, Sam knows what's up.
Hey, I just think he deserves a break, man, for real.
All the stuff they put me through.
You know he's going to just open his mouth and love it.
I think, you know what I think we do here, Sam? Thank you. I say we do one more call at 833-563-2539 and let the people vote, right? Is this a democracy? Do we not live in America?
No, you're not doing it. This is a dictatorship, and you're doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie. You're the deciding vote. Am I going to need to do this, or can I maybe skip out today?
You're going to do it.
Oh, yeah!
You're definitely going to do it.
Yes!
No, who's this?
This is Dylan. You're definitely sucking it up, and you're taking the money.
Dylan!
Bye, Dylan. All right, we'll be right back.
Get ready.
Video, I'm sure today the video will get posted by Liv. No problem. That'll go up immediately. Every other time, it's a struggle to get it. She's like, oh, I already got a blog made at joemackenzie.com. If you want to text JAM 52140 to that number, JAM, you can get a link to our website.
And also, I'll be taking you live on @JoeAndMackenzie, like on Insta.
I found some gym. Can you smell how stinky this is? This is my gym clothes from yesterday. It's like icky.
Ew. Gosh. All right. Why?
It's going to smell of beer. Soon.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, you might get pulled over driving home. Be careful.
All right.
Ha ha. No, just kidding.
You got a DUI even though you didn't drink and you're in jail. Sucks to be you.
It's a box of shame. Anything can happen.
All right, less than 3 minutes from now. Hang out with us. We're Joe and Mackenzie.
Welcome back to Joe and Mackenzie. Ooh, it is cold. We are now out. Inside of our building, there is a 12-pack of Coronas shaken up, ready to go, and some slices of lime. Joe, are you ready to receive your Corona vaccination?
No, give me the coronavirus. It's probably better than... It's freezing. It's like 20 degrees. How are you not cutting glass?
Because I have a coat on.
I think you are.
Hey, okay. wait for me. I want to come outside.
Okay, Porkchop is making his way out to join us. You lost a box of shame. We are going to shake up all this Corona. We're going to give you beer showers. You're going to actually love this.
No, I would like to do beer bongs. I'm sure that would be just as effective. Isn't it better to ingest the vaccination than have it? Like, is this topical? Where did you even get this information from, Chops? You know, like, how is this even scientifically correct?
Are you ready, baby? You can open your mouth if you want.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Let's shake up these beers. Chops has joined us.
I am squeezing.
Oh, I'm cutting glass.
I'm squeezing lime into this Corona right now. And then, you know how frat boys do the thing where they put the lime in and then they do their thumb and pour it upside down? That's what I'm going to do.
Come on.
We're attracting a crowd outside the building, I will say, as people make their way into the building. Shake it up.
I just got myself. Are you ready?
No.
You guys, watch out. Here we go.
Three, two, one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is not helping. What are you doing? Stop.
I want more.
My pants are soaked. It's like a silk truck.
How do you feel?
I feel disgusting.
You
I feel like
more.
No, I have it. Mackenzie,
look. This one, this one's not open yet, and I'm shaking it, so the bottle cap might launch like a bullet.
Here we go.
So cover your eyes, Joe.
Cover your eyes.
Here we go. Three, two, three, two,
Fire! Shake it up, baby. Shake it up.
Are we done?
I guess we're done.
All right. I don't know. This is opening.
Let's do one more in unison. One more. Ready? One more. One.
No.
No, Mackenzie, let's drink some.
Everybody, one.
I got to squeeze the lime on his head.
Okay, juice is lime. And then we're going to do one last one. He's got to be freezing. Okay, can everyone take a beer? One last one together. Okay, one.
Bad words, Joe.
Okay, ready? On the count of three, this is the last, and then you're totally vaccinated.
Oh, got it, Bert.
Okay, ready?
Give me beer. No, seriously, give me beer. Come here.
Oh, God. Okay. I think that's it.
Oh, God, I hate this show. I'm going to go run back inside and play a song.
Wow. That was the best Box of Shame ever, I will say.
I literally covered in beer.
I can't even, it burns so bad. Why? Listen, PSA, the coronavirus will not be prevented with Corona beer and lime.
Oh, man.
You guys, my whole pants are soaked.
We have attracted people are looking out the windows.
Now I'm going to get hypothermia.
Sorry, Joe. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.